Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Passports. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and passports is our topic for today. Did you know that only 36 to 38% of Americans have passports? If you are not one of those, consider getting one. I'm using both figures as both are widely used on the internet. A passport greatly expands your travel options and allows you to go if an opportunity arises. Where's the harm? They're good for 10 years. Consider getting one. Compared to Europeans, who travel widely, this is a very small amount, as they average about 71%. Granted, they travel shorter distances to use their passports. Americans have long flights over the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, so sometimes it seems like we can't go, except to Canada and Mexico. But there are so many options that it truly is something you should consider. Until 2007, Americans could cross into Canada and Mexico without a passport. A passport card is also available for Canada and Mexico. A passport or a card is required for re-entry into the States, but they are easy to get, and it's well worth your time and your investment to do this. If you're getting a passport, also consider getting what's called a global pass. A global pass enables you to go to a special line that expedites the security lines. The pass can be obtained by applying at GOES. Now, that's the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Global Entry. That's globalentry.gov, globalentry.gov. This application is wonderful when you think of the long security lines. You can expedite your process through. Within the last 3 weeks, I've had occasion to use this. It's used domestically and internationally, so it can help you with the security lines inside the United States as well, and save you a great amount of time and inconvenience in going through the security lines. But you have to apply. You have Portland and San Francisco as to where you will go. Portland is usually shorter, but you may take 4 to 6 months before you're able to get an appointment. After the initial online application, which is a background check, you're required to go to a personal interview at one of the enrollment centers. So you need to bring with you a valid passport at that point, a permanent resident card if it's applicable, documents that provide evidence of residency, like your driver's license, a mortgage statement, things that we all have. Then they review your application and any additional information you provide at the time. They'll verify your documentation, they'll talk to you, take your fingerprints and photograph, and then give you a card. Please consider this. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Happy travels.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.